Good morning. It's April 10th. Welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion to the book of the same name. Today's title is Ashes. Then I turned my face to the Lord God, seeking Him by prayer and pleas for mercy with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. Daniel 9:3. 6 weeks ago, I was sitting in a business meeting with my partners and representatives of our hospital, discussing the potential for our group playing a role in the hospital system's attempt to penetrate new markets. Several minutes into the meeting, I noticed what I thought was a bruise on one of my partner's foreheads. I looked at her from several different angles, and I became more and more convinced that she must have injured herself, and her makeup simply failed to conceal the bruise. I contemplated this for several moments before noticing a similar bruise on the forehead of one of the hospital administrators. That's when it finally dawned on me that it was Ash Wednesday, and my colleagues had attended a service where ashes had been rubbed onto their foreheads in the sign of the cross. When I realized that this was the beginning of Lent, the day after Fat Tuesday down in New Orleans, where Mardi Gras is king, I first thought of what I would give up, and then I felt a tinge of regret that I no longer marked my own head with ashes. In fact, since attending a non-denominational church beginning 17 years ago, none of my close friends even celebrate Ash Wednesday, because our church makes no mention of the season of Lent. Bible churches often eschew any traditional celebrations that may have originated with the Roman Catholic Church, feeling that ever since the Reformation in the mid-17th century, if a tradition isn't mentioned in the scriptures specifically, then it shouldn't be included in the body's formal worship, nor reflected in its calendar. Having once been an elder in the Presbyterian Church, but having also attended an evangelical non-denominational seminary, I can see both perspectives. But personally, I like the tradition. This was just pre-pandemic. Little did I know then what we would soon all be forced to give up, let alone what we might have chosen to give up for Lent. Easter, of course, celebrates the resurrection of Jesus Christ on the third day after his crucifixion, and despite what commercial America would have you believe, has very little to do with chocolate bunnies and colored eggs, although I certainly looked forward to both as a child, as did my children and now my grandchildren. The date on which Easter is celebrated can vary, yearly, from as early as March 22nd to as late as April 25th, and consequently, the date on which Ash Wednesday marks the start of Lent varies as well. Ashes are associated throughout the Old and New Testament with mourning, fasting, grief, humiliation, and repentance, often being placed on the head when tearing clothes and then putting on sackcloth. Christians who have those ashes and the sign of the cross on their foreheads are symbolizing both their mourning over their own sins and the death required of Christ to pay for them. Additionally, the cross marks them as belonging to Christ. Lent derives from the Anglo-Saxon word for lengthen and refers to the increasing daylight hours associated with spring. Christians as early as the 2nd century AD felt that the importance of Easter deserved more than one day of celebration and in fact required a period of penitence and fasting beforehand. By the middle of the millennium, 40 days became the accepted length for Lent, reminiscent of Jesus' 40 days of fasting in the desert when tempted by Satan, Matthew 4:1-2. Fasting on Sundays was never accepted in the early church, so the 40-day period excluded them, making the actual length of Lent 46 days prior to Easter Sunday. The early Christian church used this time not only for repentance and reflection, but also for teaching the children who were preparing to become Christians with public baptism traditionally held on Easter morning. Paradoxically, this baptism of believers tied to Lent faded away as churches moved to infant baptism. The very non-denominational churches that today do not celebrate the Lenten season are among the ones practicing baptism of adult believers, rather than infant baptism. As a physician, the sight of the ashes on the forehead always triggers contemplation of the physical aspects of Christ's sacrifice. He was beaten, flogged, and then crucified. It was a horrific way to die, and it was described in detail by Edwards, Gabell, and Hosmer in 1986, JAMA 321, 1986. Everyone should read that article, or at least the summation of it, in Lee Strobel's The Case for Christ. Christians need to understand just how much they are loved, and non-Christians need to read it as at least one more piece of evidence for man's inhumanity to man. In my mind, a devotional is really just something to contemplate in the hope that doing so might bring you a little more peace or joy as it helps you get through yet another day. Well, if that's the case, you might think reflecting on crucifixion as at least an unorthodox approach to experiencing either of those states of mind. But joy for the Christian is about contentment, no matter the circumstance. Peace, eirene in Greek, for the Christian, is not only about safety and security, but about all that Christ did through the cross and resurrection. Good Friday and Easter together mean that man is finally reconciled to God once and for all. The cross is, in fact, the only thing that can truly bring peace and joy to all mankind, for all eternity. Dear Heavenly Father, as we approach the celebration of Easter, let our mindfulness of the magnitude of your love for us permeate our thoughts each day. In this uncertain time, when a viral pandemic will force us to give up celebrating Easter together for the first time in a century, reassure us with your presence that the life we enjoy will last for an eternity. More than giving something up as a Lenten reminder of Christ's sacrifice, let the understanding of just what he went through for us bring us the contentment and security we have in the knowledge of our salvation. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.